Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Are you also ready for this, y'all? Also, cheers, everybody.
Cheers! Woo! Cheers!
This is episode 69 of the Sisters Like Us podcast.
Perfect.
So.
I love that for us.
I love that for us. Allie made a PowerPoint.
I did.
So you get to like see things that we're going to talk about, which also means we had to come up with answers beforehand. And it's not well, some of them are. Like the currently stuff, we came up with answers beforehand.
A lot of stuff I know that Lakin doesn't. So that's also positive.
Yes, I haven't seen. Like, I know what the categories of topics are, but I don't know all the like ins and outs of it.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to start with how we usually start if you listen to us. with the things that we talk about usually. So,
as always, we start with what we're currently drinking.
Yes.
Some of you also grab. These are actually Cosmos from Costco.
Yeah, Kettle One Cosmo.
They're Kettle One Cosmos from Costco.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah. No.
You don't like it?
No. I think I'm going to have this.
What is that?
I'm going to have this instead.
Oh, and why?
Because I'm pregnant.
LOL. That's why I didn't get a refill. You guys, come on.
So, I will be having strawberry lemonade. And not a Cosmo. Oh, my God.
So,
okay. Grab Allie a napkin. So, anyway,
with
cheers with my strawberry lemonade.
With human. Love it.
That's also why the date of this pod is still TBD, because I haven't quite decided when I'm going to actually publicly announce the information.
Okay, so you also know throughout this presentation I included a lot of GIFs.
She's channeling her inner millennial
thing, but I felt like they were funny, so we had to include them. So, would you like to go first?
Sure. When I sent you this, I'm not very far into this book, y'all. So I put this on hold at the library a long time ago. I think the wait was like 20 weeks or something cuckoo.
For this book?
Yeah. Because it was so light, you guys.
Same thing. For that book?
It was just go to the store.
Okay, I don't buy books anymore. I get them from the library. It's not something I need to pay for right now in my life. Maybe someday when you have one and almost
maybe
two children.
Maybe someday.
Anyway.
Let her know.
Yeah. I'm like, they're expensive. So I rent my books from library and I have some patience. And I finally got it. And I'm struggling to get into it, y'all. Like, why did this book get so much hype?
You will continue to struggle.
Really? Should I just give up? Should I DNF this book?
Okay, I have a really hot take. Taylor Jenkins Reid, I feel like it's a lot of hype.
Well, so, okay, the book I read before this was also Taylor Jenkins Reid. It was Forever Interrupted, also not that great of a book.
And,
like, nothing happened.
Daisy Jones and the Six is not that good.
But I did love the, what's the Evelyn Hugo book? I liked that one. Yeah, I liked that one.
See, I never got into that one.
Oh, wow. Oh, see, I liked that one. Yes. But I feel like, I feel like the rest of hers I just haven't gotten into, and so I may just, like, give up on this book, you guys.
Yeah.
So, I haven't read very much, but this is the book I'm currently reading, and I told somebody earlier I had to turn my Kindle onto airplane mode because the library was going to take it back because it's taking me forever to get into it.
Wow.
So.
DNF it. Life's too short, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
DNF.
We can talk later.
DNF.
So, I'm still on my hockey romance kick, as most of you know. I'm just really trying to get through all of L. Kennedy's books. I, like, talked about the hockey romance series. It's coming out on Amazon. They've done some little sneaks, and there's that. So, this is apparently Nicole's favorite one. Yeah.
No, I feel like the deal's my favorite.
Wait. No, this is Brenna and Jake.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Jake Connolly? Yep.
Jake is my favorite.
Yep.
Oh.
So basically, yeah, it's just like a huge hockey team, and it's like they're all at the same college, and it's just a new couple every year.
So they're college. I don't know why when you said hockey romance, I assumed.
Oh no,
all
it's
in
college.
High school.
It's quite mature, if I do say so.
I don't know.
But
high school.
balance.
Didn't some series you read was read was high school? No, am I making that up?
Probably.
All right, whatever.
Okay, so that's the, I'm very, very, very not into that yet. Next. Watching.
I feel like you should have had these come up as we were talking and not just like already be up there, but that's okay. I'll go first since mine.
I think this is fine.
Okay, I'll go first since mine is not very exciting, but I. It's not as exciting as yours. I love Bones. First, okay, thank you. I needed like a. I needed a comfort show to watch. Like, that's just a pregnancy thing. I just needed like a. I'm watching something I've already watched, but because Bones has so many effing seasons. Like, and so many episodes. There's like 12 seasons, like 20 something episodes of pop. And they're so detailed that I like forget what happened in season one.
But there's so many other shows that are a lot of seasons that you could watch instead.
That's something I've seen before. That's like a
You've never seen One Tree Hill now?
So good.
What are you talking about?
That is a, so good. That is such.
Wow. Thanks.
This is my my corner over here.
Okay, but
these are my people.
Yeah, because they're your age. Again, I needed something I'd already seen.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Cool. So I'm rewatching it.
I get that.
With comfort, but it's not like rewatching like Gossip Girl or Gilmore Girls where I could like recite it. It's like a little bit fresh because it's so many episodes and I don't fully remember what happened.
Yeah.
But so when I'm like just vegging because I'm exhausted and sick, it's like something to watch that's entertaining but comforting.
I love that.
I know everybody else is watching the show, and I've never seen an episode, so.
So, here's what I love about The Summer I Turned Pretty. Hear me out. It's just, like, makes you feel like a little kid when you're watching it. Like, it's just, like, it's so nostalgic, it's so cheesy, it's so cute. And this season is just absolutely eating.
The last episode?
The last episode, actually, is that
what
you do, like,
oh, so, it was so good. I saw people were saying that this season was not as good.
Oh, no, that was last season. No.
How many seasons are there?
Well, this is the third season, so there's three books, three seasons.
So are they done after the season?
I think so. They should be.
Oh, so this is it.
I watched the first season.
Yeah, so you watched the first season with me, but now it's just, like, it's major deep, so.
But it's done now. So if I wanted, so.
No, but they're coming out. We don't know what happens yet, because they're coming out, like, every week.
Oh. It's not, this season is not done. This will be the last season, but this season is not done.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember when I said once on the pod where I was like, I kind of want to wait till the show is done, like the seasons are done, before I like watch something, because otherwise I fucking forget. Like,
yeah, that's valid.
The new episodes of Wednesday dropped.
Oh, I want to watch that so bad.
Me too, but like what happened at the end? It was like 3 years ago.
Oh, actually no, it was like
yeah. I'm rewatching.
I feel like I'm going to have to rewatch it.
It is so good. I rewatched it twice, so I like do know what happened.
But also, do we feel like it's August? Like,
no, I'm going to watch it like in September.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait until a little bit closer to spooky season to watch it. Because I feel like that's a vibe.
Well, speaking of watching more than one thing.
Oh.
I'm also watching Love Island UK.
No.
Finale just came out. Very happy with who won. Did you guys watch the finale?
I did.
We already discussed.
I've really watched it.
Okay. You know what? I won't even break it to you. But that's not all. Obviously. So I'm also watching The Hunting Wives on Netflix, which I finished last night.
So I heard this is good. Should I be watching
it? Yeah, I know. I feel like everybody's talking about this.
It was crazy. You know.
It's also based on a book.
Yes. So maybe you should just read the books.
Oh.
Well.
But two of them are books.
People were talking about it too much. I was feeling left out.
Where is it set?
Texas.
What part of Texas?
I think it's West Texas.
Some like really small town.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Texas.
All right. Disgrace.
Yeah. So.
Right?
So.
It's
not all.
Oh.
I'm also watching Love Island Beyond That, which is all of the galleys.
And she complains that she's too busy.
I wonder if it's because of TV.
It's possible. Honestly, I was just put this here to be funny. I don't really. I mean, it's good, but like, I'm not really like. So
she thought she needed one more.
I feel like it to like really make it funny. Yeah. So, anyways, I love the wearing one because it's just like
life. Where we're at in life right now. I'll go first. These maternity biker shorts. I own four pairs. They're from Amazon. And
dropped a link.
I will. That's literally all I'm wearing. Even like, though I'm not really showing.
The links, like the shopping links.
I do usually in the YouTube description.
Yes,
no,
I know.
You have no idea. The It Cosmetic mascara.
Superhero mascara.
The It Maracuja.
Oh, the Tarte Maracuja lip gloss.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Listen. Yeah, I could go on. But, so drop the link.
I love it. I know, but are you planning to be pregnant again?
I'll wear them.
Okay.
It's a comfort thing.
It is. I like the length of them. They have a pocket. Anyway, that's pretty much, like, I was wearing them earlier today while we were setting up the room. Like, that's, I have four pairs because I also get so behind on laundry these days. That's all I wear.
Love.
Yeah.
Slut.
Helen.
Yeah, no, it's a skirt that I bought that I've worn a lot. So, it's from Target. It, you know what? Like, it was at one of the small Targets, like the Clark and Webster one, like a really small one. City Target.
We have these city Targets that have, like,
very minimal things.
Very minimal.
All the things that you, like, need on, like, a random Tuesday night, but, like, nothing that...
It has,
like,
all the sections of a regular Target, but, like, a fourth.
Yeah.
Of what the regular Target would have.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
So, but this I got at a city Target because I was, like, I don't remember where I was going. Oh, my friend was having, like, a themed birthday, obviously. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I wore it to Lala. Yeah, so big fan.
Y'all, cereal when you're pregnant. I mean, if you know, you know. Like, yeah. I literally just...
I don't. Tell me.
Like, I... Some
just
days...
Just trying to stay alive.
Just trying to stay alive. Some days it's all I can eat is literally cereal. And the reason it's Frosted Flakes right now is because they have it at Costco. And so I can get it in Costco-sized bags. I was eating the Trader Joe's Cinnamon Toast Crunch version, the Trader Joe's version, until I made it to Costco. And then now it's Frosted Flakes.
Gorge, though. Well, I'm loving my Trader Joe's 5 Items or Less cookbook because hear me out. My groceries have been like under $100. I've been able to do so many good meals with like so little ingredients and they are so good. They're so good. So, highly recommend.
We'll drop the link.
Yeah. It's like Amazon for like $10.
The link is always on YouTube, like in the description of the episode, but I think it's also on Spotify.
Oh, I was like, gonna say, because on Instagram, I just tag like the author. Like,
but
yeah.
What we could do is when it goes live, we could post the links on Instagram too.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay. Oh! Okay, so because the recording, I don't know that the recording is picking up the TV because of the lighting. Like, it says the TV is blown out. So we're doing most likely to. But here's the catch. You're gonna vote first. So we're going to do a most likely to, and then you're going to point to who you think is most likely to XYZ.
I know. I wanted to get our faces, but...
We came up with this way too late in the game.
Honestly, I've been so busy.
Watching TV.
Wow.
Didn't have a fill-in-the-blank section, but thanks, guys. LOL at the GIF.
Okay. Oh my god.
I saw it and I was like, same. Oh my god, can you even read that?
Nope, I can't.
Okay, most expensive and say it was on sale.
Okay, guys. It's a 3-2-1 activity.
It's also not a 3-2-1 activity.
They pointed at me.
It is absolutely Allie. For sure. And
that
10%. You know what?
Listen.
Y'all, I'm gonna be honest with you though. It has nothing to do with me.
Well, I mean,
the reason you have this shopping problem.
It's not my fault.
It's your fault! Y'all, it's
yeah. I agree.
Okay, wait. I should have pulled up this text message. She texts me and she goes, we were like waiting for like results about the baby and stuff like that. And she was like, we hadn't gotten them yet. And she was like, oh, I wanted to buy something for the baby this weekend. And I go, why? And she was like, just to buy.
Just to go shopping.
So.
My fault.
I can't buy it. At least she knows it.
I know.
Shopping
problem. So, okay. Also, I can read them on here, so I'll
get
them all up. Most likely to get a brand deal and never post the content.
Oh.
Three, two, one.
I feel
like it's up in the air.
Mark doesn't understand the question.
Grand deal.
I will
Target
say.
Target says, hey, Lincoln, we want you to post content about our item. And then, so that's a brand deal.
Oh, okay.
I will say, Ritual Hot Yoga reached out to me about, like, going and, like, and I, it's been, like,
but it was
months.
The Wicker Park. We got to clarify. Like, it wasn't the Ritual
I'm too
nearby.
Busy. I'm too busy.
I truthfully feel like neither of us are flaky enough that if we actually had a brand deal, we would follow through on it.
For the podcast, yeah, but, like,
it also kind of depends. I am past the point of, I'm not accepting just like shit for posting anymore. So like I would only do it for, like you, they offered you like a free class in order to post about it, right? And so that like is worth whatever.
No, it wasn't free, that's the
point. Oh yeah, they even, oh that's right, it was a discounted class.
It was,
even
no, free. It was a discounted like 10 day unlimited like.
Yeah.
Listen, I try to put myself out there.
Yeah. But anyway, so if I like actually had a brand deal for like dollar bills, I would not like.
Okay, most likely to turn a casual brunch into a full-blown photo shoot.
Oh, Allie.
Like, that's not even like a question.
I don't know, guys. I really tried to find ones that were more balanced. It was hard.
Don't get me wrong, I love a photo, but not as many as you do.
It's more just like, you gotta have like at least some content somewhere. You got me.
You know what's funny about that though, y'all? You so rarely post on your own Instagram.
Well,
you're so picky about what ends up on your feed.
Yeah.
So like for somebody, you take so many fucking photos that don't end up anywhere.
I notice that sometimes and I like look back and I'm like, shit, that was
so cute. Yeah, and then you never post them.
Well, I forced myself to post for Lala, so.
Well, I'm really proud of you.
I appreciate that. Most likely to fake being asleep to avoid a phone call.
Oh. I feel like you both would do that.
Yeah. I also feel like.
I feel
like.
Because
I feel like
you have
like,
more, more people than a boy that call you.
Right.
More people that call me. Yeah, nobody calls you.
No, and when they do, I can't avoid them.
Right,
it's work. For something wedding related.
Yeah. I do have people that I avoid answering the phone for.
First of all, I have that feature on my phone that if you're not in contact with my phone, it's not going to ring anyway. So.
Oh, period.
That's true.
That would not be successful in my work, but.
Yeah, not unless you have like a work phone and then like a personal phone.
Yeah, true.
Is what you would need. But that's a good setting. Boundaries.
Most likely to start crying during an episode in a cute way.
Guys, it's me.
She's crying.
That's definitely me. I'm the crier. Allie doesn't cry.
You'll be like talking about like,
I'll tear up on like anything. I'll be talking about
like we like briefly talked about like what Lila had for lunch and you're like
that's not true. And even also, my crying situation right now cannot be judged.
Right. No.
The hormone levels in my body right now are through the roof.
She's like, I'm about to cry.
You get a pass.
Yeah.
I'm about to cry because Allie's judging me.
Oh my god, no, don't cry.
Don't cry.
Don't cry, Lincoln, it's fine.
Most likely to think $7 coffee is self-care. Okay, but you buy $7 coffee too.
I do, but I don't call it self-care.
I do call it a treat. But it's a treat 7 days a week.
I actually really don't.
Allie, same.
Yep. Listen, there's something about that coffee in a plastic cup.
Okay, so two things. Number one, I've had a big coffee aversion right now, so I'm actually not drinking coffee currently.
Because she's pregnant.
Iced tea kick.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, that's why we had to tell them. Because otherwise this episode would have been like a bunch of
what?
Lies.
Like Frosted Flakes, like, okay.
Frosted Flakes!
Go off,
second off, I just saw somebody do this in a vlog where they bought like those plastic cups with the lid to have at home. And she was like, I know it's crazy, but mentally, if I put my coffee in this plastic cup with the plastic lid and take it with me to work, I tricked my brain that I got it from a coffee shop instead of at home. And especially because we can make delicious coffee. It's not the flavor, right? Like,
so actually
sometimes I like my coffee at home better.
This is actually a great point because Nespresso, sponsor us, just came out with an iced version. So when it comes out, it's like not really hot usually is.
Use milk to make it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like if you put Yeah, that's what I did. So I got those, and then it's like you put ice in your cup, and then I put like my oat milk, and then it's that. And I was like,
wow. And Chobani creamer.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The vanilla one. Cinnamon coffee cake, though, it's hitting right now.
Caramel macchiato is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you just gotta buy yourself some of those plastic cups and then drink yourself.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll send a recap.
Recap.
This is the recap. Okay. Most likely to accidentally spill tea on the mic and need it edited out.
Literally spilled at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, that wasn't. Like, no.
Oh, you
no,
mean
no,
spill
no.
the tea?
Spill the tea.
Accidentally spill tea.
Why would I be sitting here with the
mic? No. But she means, like, if you said spill the tea instead of spill tea.
You would have got that.
But you're right. I didn't get it either.
That actually goes kind of with...
Well, hold on. It's still definitely Allie, y'all. You would be shocked at some of the things she says, and I have to then edit out.
Oh, no.
Can I get those?
No. I talk mad shit.
We do a blooper reel of like actual mess ups, but like Allie will like talk shit about somebody and I'll edit it.
No, I No. You're paying me to be such a bad person. I don't talk shit unless it's warranted. I'm a respectful person.
I'm not lying.
I do not. But you don't listen, so I could. I'm getting a
She's already talking shit.
The like handful of things, Mom, we don't edit out when we like make fun of you.
No.
We don't like
roasting. So.
Although most of it is like something we did and we're saying we got it from you. If we roast you, it's like it's like the shopping thing.
So you actually talk about her.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you ever talk about me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you've come up. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure we mentioned you.
Well, we made a family tree once so that everybody would understand what's happening.
So we got to mention you.
Oh, in the family tree.
She's
embarrassed by the family tree.
Actually, it's a circle. Okay, but anyways, this kind of goes hand in hand. I didn't realize it's like the same thing.
What?
Most likely to forget your recordings. So we're just going. Most likely to say what's be real in 2025?
Allie.
No.
What? Yeah. What's be real?
The app?
Yeah.
I used it all last year, basically.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, it's the photo where you get it, the timer goes off, and you have 2 minutes
like a millennial joke, I didn't know.
To take a photo. I did. I stopped. Well, so...
I remember both of you doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like lit. Why did we stop doing that?
I never started.
I respect that. Yeah, it's not your thing.
I stopped because I wasn't... Because it was obviously in real time, I didn't add people that I didn't know. And I have like 11 friends. And I'm like, why am I taking a picture every day for 11 friends? Now, I did use it in a scrapbooking project in December, which was really cool.
So this is,
yeah. You probably should have used a different app. I don't know. But I do know what that is.
ChatGPT.
Oh. So you're blaming it on ChatGPT.
Most likely to make a Canva infographic about her feelings.
Like,
oh, that's funny. Because both of us.
I think Allie's a...
We'd make one and then compare it. Oh, you use that... Okay, yeah.
I think you're a bit more obsessed with Canva than I am, just because I feel like...
Canva's the love of my life.
I don't think you
love Canva.
You what?
I use Canva every day.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were saying I don't know what Canva is.
Oh, no. She uses my Canva every day.
Yeah, I love Canva very much.
I just this buy that Canva. Premium thing.
Oh, it's so worth it. Oh, yeah.
I got my work to pay
so
for it.
So worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Most likely to say I was today years old when I learned that.
Is that supposed to be a millennial joke?
Yeah. No, but I say that kind of too sometimes.
No, I feel like that's a millennial thing.
It's for us older folks.
I was today years old when I...
Yeah, I say that.
It's funny.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah,
I'm
a Gen X.
Most likely to start a Notes app apology and ever post it or send it.
That's like an understatement of the century.
I'll like show it to Lakin and then it
doesn't have as far as it goes. And it's we should clarify, apology, confrontation.
Confrontation text, you know.
Any
important
out.
Type of text that you
drama.
Hey, guys, something more important over there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I'm so scared I'm going to be, like, texting something that I accidentally press send.
So what I will do instead of, if I'm going to do something like that, I mean, if I'm typing something out, if I'm taking the time to do that, I'm going to fucking send it. But I will do it. I will do it to myself.
She said,
I will go through my text to myself and type.
And then copy.
I just pulled an alley.
Dang. Well, that has Cosmo and spray tan on it, so.
What?
That napkin.
Oh. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, well.
No, okay. No, it's fine.
I guess you're changing outfits.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's my second outfit change of the day.
Anyway, we're going out number three soon. Oh, I will type it to myself.
Can you even
like,
see that?
Like, I'm texting myself until I like it.
Oh, okay.
What's next? Oh.
You hit record, right?
Yes, I did hit record. Thank you. Breaking news.
Does anyone listen to the toast?
Yep.
Okay, Allie's trying to be like a news podcast.
These are the five top stories that you need to know. We're going to touch on them briefly. Lindsay Lohan's resurgence in the world.
First off, and the movie came out yesterday. I was actually contemplating maybe during Lila's nap tomorrow, like just going to the movies by myself and sitting in silence to see this movie because I feel like that would be a good way to like recoup. And this, the original movie, like I fucking love Freaky Friday. No, I'm not gonna cry. I was crying. I was tearing up during intermission when I was talking about Lila, something related to Lila. Not related to this movie. But I had this soundtrack on CD that I listen to all the time. It is the best soundtrack. And all the promos that have like the band playing the song, like at the, oh my God, you guys.
Yeah. I think she's really made a comeback, but now someone needs to call Amanda Bynes and yeah, figure that
thing,
out
right?
Because, yeah. Yikes.
Did you see, I saw an interview with Lindsay Lohan that she lives in Dubai.
Yeah.
Because she likes that she can just be like incognito.
That's awesome.
In Dubai.
Yeah.
Love that for her.
Yeah.
I think she's doing great. I'm glad they did the movie. I'm excited to see it. I've heard good things, good reviews.
I'm happy about it.
Great. Now they need a Parent Trap review.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk. Lakin and I went to a Miley vs. Hannah night at Scarlet and listened to, was that Miley vs. Hannah? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Miley vs. Hannah.
And then
it was the night of Miley's album drop.
Yeah,
and so they were doing a Miley vs. album, and then at 11, when the album dropped.
Yeah, we listened to it, and it's pretty good. I feel like there's, like, some songs that I'm like, what is happening? But some are really good. But also, we're about to hit the 20th anniversary at Hannah Montana.
She keeps dropping hints that she's gonna do something for the, next year.
No, I think it's gonna be a movie.
Oh.
Which is really unfortunate, because if she did, an Eras type thing,
Or, a Miley versus Hannah tour.
That would be out.
Do you know how, oh my gosh.
She won't tour anymore? She won't tour because she said that it's too hard to stay sober.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's really unfortunate.
Dang, well then I guess it's not a tour, a Hannah Montana tour.
I could be wrong, but that was...
No, I believe that she said that. I would wish... I mean, maybe the vibe of a Hannah Montana tour would be a little bit different than a true Miley tour.
Yeah.
But maybe maybe it'll be a movie.
Yeah.
Or an album.
Were a movie.
Oh my God.
You'd be the right guy. Oh, sorry, karaoke's at 7.
Song choice, though.
Okay. Guys, can we talk about how they're saying there's no song of the summer when obviously Manchild is the song of the summer?
I think that's just a biased Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, no, I don't really like her that much. What do you mean?
Yeah. Only was the best day of my life when I saw her. Oh, yeah, we should have flipped the Lala piece of this and the Sabrina No Song of the Summer piece of this.
Yeah.
I think the problem is all the artists are dropping albums like this month.
Yeah.
As opposed to May,
that's
where it
valid.
Could be the summer, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
As we've talked about before, though, I'm not good at listening to new music, so.
Oh!
Me either.
Who is that?
Oh. Speaking of,
it's me.
Even though in Sisters Like Us episode something in 20. 22. Allie said,
and I quote, on multiple, more than probably 15 occasions, I have said I will never set foot on Grant Park during the weekend. However,
she went all four fucking days.
All four?
Yikes, guys.
And I'm not well.
She definitely is still recovering.
But I went at night every day. So I saw Gracie Abrams, which was amazing. I was also with the dog most of the time. So
did you go all 4 days too?
Oh my God, no.
No, he went.
Oh my God.
He went Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are the best days.
And I had a VIP wristband and I used it for all of 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, don't get me wrong, Gracie Abrams is fantastic, but like Thursday, Saturday would not have been my picks because Olivia was Friday.
See, I don't really.
Not a fan?
Sorry, Sabrina. I just want to make sure this person's
I'm sorry.
The gasp, the audible gasp.
Yeah, no, Olivia was so, so good. Wait, what did you just say? Was it?
He didn't.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there. Yeah.
Those would just be the day. Like, if I was only going to pick 2 days of this lineup, it would have been Friday, Sunday.
Saturday was not my fave because I literally could give a flying fadoodle about.
You can swear, remember? We swear now. And by now, I mean it's been over a year.
My dad's in the second in here.
Oh, you can swear in front of Mark.
No, I know. I swear to him.
Anyways,
but yeah, no, it was amazing. I'm really glad I went because I honestly, I'm not a huge concert person, which I've talked about, and I feel like now that I've really gotten like into music in the past couple years, I got to see like all of my like favorite people. And Lakin and I are going to see Renee Rapp in September, which is going to change my life.
No,
it's going to change my life. So. But fashion.
Allie's excited that I can DD to this concert also.
I mean, I don't know. I just loved my outfits and everyone looked really fire this year and I just wanted to touch on that. So. All right, friends. Let's chit chat. Favorite beauty products at the moment and favorite hairstyle at the moment.
My favorite hairstyle is maybe I washed it in the last week. It's probably in a clip. Keep it out of my face while I'm getting sick. Favorite beauty products, I put on makeup today for the first time in I don't know how long. I don't really have anything new in that category, I'm sorry. I'm not feeling very glam at the moment.
My least favorite beauty product right now is, I don't know if anyone's heard of the Salt and Stone brand.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like the Salt and Stone brand, however, their deodorant, I feel like, doesn't work.
Mm. That's how I felt about...
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Denied.
So, you have a fail.
Yeah. But...
No.
So, trending has been this super cheap L'Oreal like shampoo and conditioner that's like... It's like an orange bottle. It's like literally $4 for the shampoo and $4 for the conditioner.
It's a L'Oreal thing.
Yeah, L'Oreal. And like, yeah, I don't know what, like, it starts with
trending on like TikTok.
Yeah. And like, everyone's like, oh my God, like go back to the drugstore brands. Like, it makes your hair so soft. Like, whatever. No, my hair's never actually been drier in my life. So, my favorite hairstyle, I forgot this was a question. I've been loving the I've done it recently where I wore it on like Thursday at Lala, where I like had like a slick back half up, half down with like braids like down here.
That was cute.
Yeah. So. My boyfriend and I are talking about moving in together. How did Lakin and Sam decide it was time?
That's a fun question. And I can't remember if I've ever told the story, but I definitely knew Sam was the one way before he did. And told him. Drunkenly. And thank God his best man was in town that weekend and we were all hanging out. And that's when I told Sam drunkenly. And he like talked him off the ledge and was like, look, she's not saying tomorrow. She's just saying she like knows. We had just gone back from spending the holidays with all of our family. We had spent 10 days straight together. We had visited all 8 of our parents in like 3 different cities. And we came back And I still wanted him to hang out with him. I still wanted him to come back to my apartment. And that's when I was like, okay. So fast forward a little bit. The problem is that we were living in New York. Apartments are so fucking expensive in New York. And he was already spending a couple nights a week. He lived in the Heights with three roommates. And I lived in a one bedroom by myself with Charlie. And so he was spending a lot of nights at my apartment, and his lease was going to be up in July. We had started dating the prior May. And in like the grand scheme of life, 14 months was probably a little fast, but like it was New York, and it was so stupid for him to be paying how much he was paying and then also spending 3 to 4 nights a week at my apartment that I was like, you should just move in. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes. And I kind of had to like talk him into it, basically. So that's, but we've been together 9 years now, so it turned out okay. But so it was more out of like, his lease was up. So I don't know what their situation is with in terms of that. It also depends on how old you are, like, and how long you've been together. I feel like some people know faster than others. But also, I felt like I had already been in a serious relationship, and I knew what I was looking for, and I knew Sam had all those things, and so I was like, you know, it's fine. I would just make sure you have a plan. If it doesn't work out, that you have a backup plan.
That's it.
But if you feel ready, like, just do it. Don't hesitate.
I love that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
You don't need to clap.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, we're getting into the...
Live.
The live questions.
The live questions. And then, but of course, if you have anything else, like, please. Who's your celebrity crush?
Oof.
Oh, man.
Guys, there's an episode. I'm kidding.
Did we?
No, I have talked to Ivalis, but.
Oh, we did have one. Yeah, we have an episode where Allie, like, reads her, like, notes app. Currently? Who? I mean, I will. Mom, who's my, like, long time? All the time celebrity crush.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Magic Mike.
actually, my all started with Channing Tatum in Step Up.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that was the dancing.
Yeah.
He
plays the wolf team.
Oh, that's hot.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's only a 50% shot.
Who's my
the whole baseball team?
My like all time. No, my all time. Your all time. My all time.
I heard you wrong.
Robbie
Patty and Dylan O'Brien are my top.
I also wrote
recently just saw Superman. Hold up. Hold up. I don't know what his name is, but
love Logan from Gilmore Girls. I don't remember his name either, but I think it's more the character Logan more than just like him. Because I tried to watch another TV show he was in and could not get into it.
Austin Butler right now.
Allie, have you seen the Carrie Diaries?
Oh, of course.
So you know Austin Butler's in that.
Well, yes.
Right?
That's where he got his fame.
Yes.
Hello.
Speaking of that world, they're ending and Just Like That.
Just like that.
It's nice. It was nice to be back in that world. I know the season has kind of sucked, especially compared to seasons 1 and 2. Also, I know some mom over Aiden, like, be gone with you. Mom's always been over Aiden. But I mean, he's hot, but for her it didn't work.
But Big did?
Yes.
I disagree.
Well, and I'm not opposed to them
you have
giving
Aiden.
Her.
You do realize that.
No, he's not Aiden. Aiden's annoying.
Oh, okay.
And Aiden's annoying.
No, Aiden's not annoying, Mark. Aiden's great.
Aiden's annoying. Then annoying now. He was okay back then.
Let's drink about
myself from the conversation.
Mark doesn't want to be part of this. Anyway, I
have to call Brando's.
I am not opposed. We can keep going. I'm not opposed to them bringing her another love interest, like, after he died. But it just, why do we need to bring back somebody else? Like, why couldn't it just been somebody new?
Yeah.
That was my vote, so I'm sad.
I think they were trying because of all the Team Aiden people that
Sorry, Team Aiden, you didn't win. That's how that works. Just like our Gilmore Girls, all the Team Jess people, I'm sorry. Like, it's...
I mean, the Team Big people are, you know, Team Damon, Team... What are the other shows? Team Chuck, Team, like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about Renee Rapp's new album.
Oh.
Anyone listens to it? Lincoln hasn't, but that's
I have just only once, and while I was working. So
when we were getting ready today, I was like, "This is the best song." I was like, I have listened to it on repeat so that I know every single song of that,
so,
that concert.
Yes, and you know, I don't know. Jacques has a new question. At concerts,
you can also just raise it. Okay. He said anonymous.
You know how they typically will release like the set list, or they put like online, you can find the set list for concerts. Chicago's only the second city, so there's not going to be like a sneak peek of the set list like way in advance for this
concert.
No,
and that's fine because it's the Bite Me tour, so learn the songs.
I will learn the songs, but I also hope she plays some of her old stuff too.
Mix her in there.
Not anonymous, she says.
What's your most embarrassing moment? You guys, dropping this goddamn Cosmo in front of all of you. I don't know.
That's it?
I don't know.
There was a time I accidentally... My ex's name started with D, and there was a time I accidentally texted my dad when I meant to text my ex. Like when we were dating.
That's a great segue.
It was bad.
One time I meant to text the guy that I was talking to, his name was Andrew. My brother's also named Andrew. And I texted Andrew, which is also her husband. And this was when I was in high school, and it was a like 20-minute conversation before I realized that it was in fact my stepbrother.
Which is also kind of on Andrew, y'all. Like, I should like let Allie keep going.
I feel like he's a very he's a very dry texter, I feel like. Like, he doesn't have a lot of motion when he texts. And so maybe the fact that I was just, like, talking to someone that was also really just not great and dry and rude. But Andrew isn't rude. I just meant, like, whatever. It's not worth
it. She didn't think anything of it. But the fact that he didn't say, like, Allie, what the fuck? Like, it's funny to me.
Oh, that's cute, Mom. I know your handwriting anywhere.
Oh!
Advice you would give your younger self.
I actually just recently saw this like on social media where somebody said, what would you tell your 18-year-old self in 5 words or something like that? So I actually thought about that answer, and my stepdad's gonna like clap or roll his eyes or both at me. I don't like to have regrets. Regrets are stupid, but I do wish I'd studied abroad. So I wish I would have told, I would tell 18-year-old Lakin to not graduate college early because you don't need to go start your real world life early. Take that extra semester and study abroad.
Who gave you that advice?
I know you gave it to me, and I was such a homebody, and I was like, I'm gonna miss my family, and I wanna go all the way over there, blah, blah. Yeah, I was pretty, I admit it. Regrets, I have them. One.
Well, I'm pretty young, so.
I'm pretty young?
Wow. Okay, but see, I just said advice I would give my 18-year-old self. Okay. That was 7 years ago, Allie, like, for you.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
18-year-old Allie.
Can we get a picture of 18-year-old?
Oh! Sorry, guys. I'm...
Okay, you don't have to come up with something.
No. I would probably tell myself... So, if you guys didn't know this already, when I was in high school, I played Ultimate Frisbee for, like, all of my high school career. And I chose a sorority over playing it in college. Mm-hmm. I wish... And I would complain... I said I would be too busy to do both. I wish I stuck with it, and I wish I still played now.
You could have totally done both.
I could have. So I would have told my younger self to keep going for it, even though it wasn't like the team that you played with for 4 years. I would have kept playing if I.
Yeah.
So
that's good advice.
How often do you quote Vines versus TikTok/Reels? Well. I mean, I remember Vine, but when people talk about like Vines, I don't really like remember them in that capacity. I remember like MagCon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like.
Oh yeah.
No.
Look at all those chickens.
I love that one.
I feel like. My brain works in a way where it's like every scenario, like we were at Lakin's event earlier today, and I was like, how could I turn this into a TikTok? That was happening. But do I quote them? No. Do I? No, maybe I do.
Quote them all the time.
Do I quote TikToks? Yeah, I probably do.
TikToks, yeah.
Yeah. Jet to holiday.
Yeah. Now you spilling the drink earlier. And I watch them 2 weeks later on Instagram like a true millennial.
Okay, that's lovely. Okay, what's your current guilty pleasure? I have a confession.
Oh, shit.
Guys,
Oh no.
This is like really bad. Like, it might take 15 minutes.
Good. We do not have that much time.
No, I know. We actually don't at all. We should probably call.
I told Brando 7:30 to 8, so they can
okay,
just
okay,
check.
Okay, okay, okay.
And he goes, I'm going to put you down for 7:30. And I was like, well, 7:30 to 8. Like, I'm not promising I'm going to be there at 7:30. He goes, that's okay. So,
okay. So, actually, you go first.
Okay. I don't have any guilty pleasures right now because I'm literally growing a human being. So I don't have guilt about anything I take pleasure in the moment. No guilt.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
It's okay. Really nice.
So I don't know if anyone's ever been like scrolling on social media and like have randomly seen those like little like reels of like or TikToks or whatever you do. That's like these little like short films that are like super cheesy, like it's like
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
It's like
the woman's pregnant and
it's like the mafia's son, like it's like a very like cliche, like I don't.
Or it's like
I'm the bad boy, like tutor me, like that kind of thing. Okay. It's like I don't know how to explain it without explaining
to
it. Like
inappropriately.
It's like
you have to download it.
It's like the plot.
Yeah, you have to do
and
that.
I'm not gonna
have to wait 24 hours to watch the next episode. And then you have to wait 24 more hours to
okay,
watch the
so
next
you get
episode.
It. So you get
what?
It.
What?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
So they're like 1 minute like clips and it's like 70 of them. Okay, so here's where the guilty pleasure comes in. I was watching one of them and I was like, shit, like I really need to know what happened.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And it's the guy who played the like main character is actually Miley Cyrus's mom's stepson. So it like actually like listen, okay, I like would pull.
Wouldn't that be her stepbrother?
It's her step. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But like they were like on the Cyrus's podcast. Whatever. Okay, it's not important. Anyways, I'm in love with them. But so Chris Celebrity Crush, this random guy from
okay, whatever. How much did you pay to watch the episode?
Okay, no, listen. So it's called Candy Jar TV, okay? So I download the app, and I go to watch it, and I watch, like, three of them, and then it was like, oh, like, you're out of coins. Like you have to wait 24 hours. I'm like, I have to wait 24 hours for one-minute episode? Like, fuck that. So I like, bought, like, 1,000 coins for, like, $10 because I had a problem when I was younger. I'm, like, playing Superstar Planet, like, buying, like, tons and tons of things on her credit card. But anyway, so I was like, when it's on the iPad or, like, on the phone, it's not real money. Like, I'm just like, it's, like, Apple money, right?
No, it's real money.
It's
real money.
My credit card bill.
It's real money.
So, right? It just keeps going and using all my coins, and then it gets to the point where I have like three left, and I'm like, well,
it's not over yet.
So I get it on my iPad because I want to see it on a bigger screen, and I like somehow committed to a year.
Oh,
like full on committed, like touch my finger to the like Touch ID and paid $70. So I have been watching
Candy Jar TV
for every night for the past.
That's like, when you're currently listening.
Well, and did I watch the nerd one? Yes. Did he just come out with a new one? Yes, and it was so good. They're actually really
what
good.
Is going on?
She's super busy.
Oh, the most. And listen to the titles of these. Billionaires, boyfriends, daughters, best friend. Broken. His nerd.
Oh my god.
The glow up game.
They're
like,
so
I'm not kidding. These
guys.
Are the most.
So, terrible.
So, that's my guilty pleasure. Thanks for asking.
$70 later.
Oh, and yeah, I canceled it, right? But I have it for a year. So. It won't renew. So I can watch it. But then, of course, now I get ads for the ones that I don't have on my app. And I want to get those now. Because I'm like, oh, so now I have to get Drama Box TV.
Oh my god.
Like, whatever. Okay, what's your most common sisterly fight debate growing up? Growing up or currently? Growing up, I feel like not really. Because
no.
We were so far apart.
Yeah.
But like I feel like now it's just we like are busy. And then she She's like, you're not actually this. And I'm like,
you've seen the reels, the TikToks, whatever your pick is, of like the younger sister being like, well, I've got a facial and then I've got Nobu, you know that sound, Nobu Friday, whatever. And then it's like her, the older sibling, and the kids are crawling on her. I saw one recently where the kid putting sand in her hair. That's how I feel when Allie tells me she's busy. I'm like, okay, you're busy. Yeah, I feel like I don't know that we really like.
Or like, I mean, we just spend a lot of time together now, so it's just like normal shit.
Like, you're just like annoyed at like, yeah, like.
But honestly, kind of sad. But she kind of grounds me sometimes. Aww. Like I kind of feel like when I'm like high anxiety, I feel grounded by you.
Aww.
So don't cry.
You sure it's not Lila?
No, it's you.
Okay.
Well, it's Lila too.
She always says Lila cures her anxiety.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, this one was just under me. Are you excited for Palm Springs?
Aww.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Even though the temperature, I looked the other day, it's like 112 there.
Yeah, but he has a pool, so it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to Palm Springs.
Melt.
I'm going to Palm Springs in 2 weeks with Jacques, and we're very excited about it.
But then we're leaving to go out of town while she's gone, so she's not going to see Lila for like very almost long 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I know.
Okay.
Brace yourself.
Scary.
Lakin. Oh. Have you thought about any possible baby names?
Oh.
No.
These say, have you thought about any baby names and then possible?
So, yes. I'm obviously not going to tell you what they are. But what I will tell you is in Jewish tradition, you name babies after deceased relatives. So we had baby names picked out. And then when Sam's dad passed in April, we kind of had to like revisit our names a little bit because we would like to try to incorporate, whether it's the first name or the middle name, somehow his dad. So we have not finalized baby name since, because it's only been a couple months since we started having those conversations. And by it wasn't even then, we probably started talking about it 2 months ago in June. Like I was like, do you want to incorporate your dad? And so then we started like talking about it. So we have some ideas, but we have not finalized the name yet.
Porch.
And in true millennial fashion, I know that my Gen X mom doesn't like this. I will not be telling anybody until there is a human. First side.
Good move.
Why won't I ever be on the Salulu podcast as a special guest? He put S-L-U-L.
Sisters Like Us Live. Oh, it's not always live. That's
love
just this episode.
Popsy.
Love Popsy.
Aww.
Mark.
I'm never invited.
If it makes you feel any better, nobody's ever really been invited.
Mom's been on one episode and Lindsay's been on one episode, and that's the extent of our
guests. But I have heard that like we really need to get some other people. I heard on multiple occasions today from people that we really need to get some guests.
I've heard that too.
Okay, well.
Okay,
well, we'll just have you, like, when we're at Lakin's, we'll just have you sit on the floor in between us like this. And we'll just ask you questions.
I want to participate.
No, well, yes, but, like, we don't have a chair for you, so you can sit on the
well,
chair.
Well, actually, we can record here and, like, sit in
yeah, I'm chair. Honestly, like, considering that.
No, but you can't. We're not reserving this room.
Yeah.
We're risking
it.
I'm
moderating.
That's a good
idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'll come up
the
question. Come up with the
okay,
question.
Anyway, yeah. Let me add something. One of the things we have talked about is doing so that there are still episodes when I'm out on maternity leave. We have talked about doing some like guest episodes, so it's like our episodes are still current and we're still, but then we have however many episodes ready to go in the bank that are all interview based.
Or I could just interview people while
or
you're on maternity leave,
or you could just invite
just have them like all in,
kind of like
friends,
Allie, yeah, like Jenna, like when Hoda left, they didn't bring in like a new co-host for Jenna. It's just Jenna and friends.
So we'll
and
just change it to Sister Like Us.
Sister Like Us.
And then it'll just be me like talking to the camera. Like,
actually, that's not a bad idea.
Okay,
to like do it. Pull in a new person every week.
Yeah.
What?
Allie,
while I'm on
the train. Sister from another mister. Do that while she's on the
sister train. From another mister.
Bring my father.
That could
be no, just whoever.
No,
no,
no, no, no, no, other guest while she's on maternity leave.
Have another co-host
guest,
every week.
Guest
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's do it.
Mister.
Slay, yeah. Major
Slay.
I'm also going to
have
to
edit that.
I may have to teach you how to edit that.
Because
I don't know if I still want to edit.
See, I don't know how to do that. Okay, things are going to get a little bit
Wait, did we come to a conclusion on that? Or
yeah, well, yeah, hey, can you hang back? We'll talk later.
Okay.
This is going to get us into the heartfelt ending.
That's perfect.
Here.
Perfect transition.
Because this is a great question. Your favorite qualities about each other.
Aww. I'm going to cry.
Ouch. I'll go first so that you can handle yourself better. Lincoln. Cue my Maid of Honor speech.
Enter a video of your Maid of Honor speech.
It's actually fire if, well, I don't know how many of you besides like three of you would
have heard of it. I don't think we've ever heard
of it. I'm like, hey, catch it on you. Like, no. Lincoln has been someone that I have looked up to. It's a human. Someone that I have looked up to my entire life. I used to pretend to copy her handwriting when I was younger. I used to steal all her things and pretend they were mine.
And I went to college and she actually stole my room.
Yeah, that. But I admire so much about Lincoln. Her drive, her dedication to so many things, to so many people in her life. But I love that you're so unapologetically yourself, always.
So. Aww. Yes. Oh. I mean, you can't blame me for tearing up. Like,
that's why I stopped there.
The two biggest things that came to my mind. Number one, you are such a good friend and so thoughtful. Like, if somebody's having a party or birthday party, you're there. Someone's having a graduation time or other, you got a custom gift made. Like, you show up for people and you're very thoughtful. And then your commitment to, like, you fucking started a business at 24. Like, what? Like, that's amazing.
Thanks.
So.
Aw.
Yay. Oscar, too.
Okay, wow.
I also get that naturally. Both of my parents can cry at the drop of a hat, so.
Did anyone else have any questions before we move into the last two things?
They submitted a lot of questions.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really kind
that
of you
really
guys.
Great. I appreciated that.
Okay.
So for each of you, what's something from the other generation that y'all do? So what's something Gen Z that you do, and what's something millennial that you do?
I feel like when I like make content, like social media content, I have a millennial pause. Like, I think I do like the whole like, hey guys, like, I feel like I do that. I also do say, like, the today's your whatever.
Also, this entire PowerPoint filled with GIFs. So that's
yeah,
very millennial.
Yeah, good GIFs. I don't know. I feel like that's, I don't know, like, what
I
other.
I feel like you're so Gen Z.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I feel like the millennials kind of did this, but I feel like the Gen Z has really mastered this, and that is the boundaries with work. And, like, mm-hmm. not just, like, working to work, working to because you majored in it, like the fact that I like do something that is unrelated to my degree, I feel like is somewhat Gen Z of me. Again, I do feel like the millennials started it a little bit, but it is, if anything, it's a younger millennial, but like then and the Gen Zers are like, I'm gonna do something I like to do, I'm gonna like you know, I'm not just gonna go work 9 to 5 at something I like absolutely can't stand.
Yeah.
So
what I've learned from you as a sister and why we started this podcast and what it means to us now.
Those are a lot of questions. That's a lot of
questions. Where do you want me to start? Those are two questions. So what I've learned from you as a sister.
I have learned, I think, going back to what she was saying about being younger, the impact that you have on people when you're not, like, trying. Like, I didn't realize you looked up to me that much.
Aww.
Like, I didn't know that until you said it in your Maid of Honor speech. Like, I don't think I knew that. So.
Aww.
Guys!
I mean, I've learned so much. I, like, oh my god. I learned how to have good handwriting. I'm telling you, this was, it was a big, big thing in my head. Like, I mean, it's a font. It's on the name tags. It's everywhere. But, I mean, I've learned how to, like, you know, the basic stuff. I've learned how to be organized. I've learned how to plan out my life. I've learned how to, like, you know, balance my life. I've learned so much currently with, like, learning how to have goals and, like, you know, I got my little goal setter here.
We never
did
August.
Yeah, no, it's okay. August.
Like, I mean, I actually print the page for her, like, as the month goes, and then we set them up together.
Yeah, too busy. So, But like quality and personality wise, I've just learned how to, you know, be there for everybody and just stand up for myself truly and just stand on all 10 toes and just stand on business.
Stand on business. That feels like a Gen Z phrase.
Yeah. We wanted to start this podcast. Honestly, we talked about it when she was still in New York about how like it would be like so cool to like do it because we were like, we literally, like I remember like when you had just moved here, I was just going through a breakup. So you came at the perfect time. And so I remember we were like sitting down, you were out of town and we were like sitting upstairs at
Mom's
house.
We were both working at Mom's.
And we were like, okay, like let's just do it.
And we literally spent like an hour trying to come up with a name.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part, was the name.
So
it was
hard.
So hard. Because you would come up with something and there'd already be one. Or you come up with something and like...
We thought about like organized chaos, because like...
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Chaos. Like...
But then we want to include sister, and it was like, the coming up with the name was really
tough. Sisters Like Us was like perfect, because we were like, wait, there's probably other sisters like us.
Yeah.
And like... Yeah.
So that was... But I also feel like... I mean, 9 years is a big gap, and growing up, it was a big gap, and then because we're just always at different stages of life.
Yeah.
And then I happened to move here right around the same time that you were graduating from college, and so we are finally in the same stage of life where we weren't, I mean, yes, I was pregnant, but like I wasn't, we were adults, not in school ever, and we lived in the same city, and like, so I knew we would get closer, but... Obviously, having the podcast, I think, has brought us even closer.
Yeah. Yeah. We're, like, so close. It's insane. Like, almost too close. But, yeah, no. It's crazy to think about just with, like, yeah, growing up. Yeah, like you said, like, it was just, like, such a big gap. Like the times I remember most with you was, like, when you would, like, come home from college and, like, we would, like, sit and, like, have our little, like, Erin Quadrant planners out and like just like with all the stickers and all the things, and it was like so fun.
You were like 10, 11, 12.
Remember when you got like your Christmas gifts to me were just like stickers and like planners and like
pens and
And then Allie Dot Planning.
Allie Dot Planning.
Yeah, that's, she's still out there.
Oh, she's still out
there. And yeah, but I feel like, you know, it's just been really good for us, and I think what it means to us now is really like we are so busy. We really are so busy, and we make a commitment to it,
right?
And like that's because it just like taking the time out to like, you know, just talk things through and just like, I mean, everything about it, it's like a good break in our week. It's just it's worth it for us. So there's so many times where we could have easily been like, I just don't think like, but, and there has been times where we were like, but like we just keep like,
and usually even if we're in a mood and we're like, oh, one of us doesn't feel like it, once we start talking, we're fine.
Yeah,
we're like fine.
And like you guys can tell in the episodes where it's like
we're not feeling or whatever,
it, but it's like we would rather be honest and be like we're not feeling it than be like
skip a week or or fake.
Yeah, because like,
which is part of the reason why I'm doing
it right now, because I got a live audience. But,
and the cosmos.
Yeah, well, half of them was on my list.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I probably spilled a bunch.
No, it didn't stop me. It's fine. I had yours.
So that's part of the reason why we took a break the last couple of weeks, because I was just feeling so shitty that they would have been a little fake.
And we had to prep for our event.
We did.
Well, yeah, no, we did, but, like, that was the excuse, but you were...
But really, I was feeling like shit.
And I was really busy. Yeah. Again!
Going to Lala and watching TV.
No, but honestly, yes, TV for sure, but TV is, like, my, like, makes me happy. But, yeah, no, just with my full-time job, my business, I'm, like, right now. Anyway.
Well, cheers to... Oh! Let's go to Brando's. Let's go sing some songs. Aww. Cheers. Thank you all for coming.
Yay.
Yay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Love you.
It's on.
Okay.
On like Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
We just look so tiny in the screen.
Perfect.
But guys, my dress is pretty much dry.
Yeah.
What? You gonna finish your sentence? I think, I mean, you... And that's something I probably will edit out.